November 14th morning, forward on Sri Prabhupada's appearance day.
Oh, you can imagine how fortunate he was that he took birth on the next day of Krishna Janma. And his father takes his name Abhay Charan. What is Abhay Charan? Krishna Abhay. And Krishna and the servant of that Krishna, Abhayacharya. From why so many special things were saying in him? He used to play with Mridanga Kartal and the deities of Radha and Krishna Mahaprabhu from beginning. And from beginning he was very, very intelligent, short memory. And he was given in the mission where English standard was there. And after some time he became quite expert. Then, after some time, his father's friend called him to Bengal Chemical, and he was appointed as manager. At that time, one day he heard the reputation of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And then he one day came in the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. In first glance, he was so much attracted to Srila Prabhupada. Also, Prabhupada saw he is very learned in English. He can give articles in my harmonies, and also he can teach in Western countries, especially America, England, and other countries. So he told that you should give articles in harmonies, and then he began. Then he was given Diksha, and then his name was also Bhakti Abhayacharanath Binda. After some time, he became bosom friend of my Gurudev in Bhakti. Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. After some time, Krishna did not like that he should be manager of Bengal Chemical. So he resigned and he wanted to start his own medical factory or and then he started his own factory. But what man proposes, God disposes. God never wanted that he should be like this. He should be entangled in worldly things. So very soon he said. Then he came to Allahabad and he took a big metal saw, very big, where our Prime Minister, first Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru and his daughter Indira Gandhi, they are all used to come there for medicines. And then after some time, again he said, then he began to make his own medicines and regenerating himself. And thus he used to go to shop to shop to distribute his medicine. At that time he became penniless. His wife seeks up. And sons also. Never like his elder son. But anyhow, younger son. He was always faithful to me and he used to love me. Then, penniless, he came to Mathura and he was living in a hotel. One day I was going to Vishram Ghat to take bath and the way I saw him, "Oh Prabhu, why you are here? What do you do? Where you are staying?" "Oh, I am staying in hotel." "In hotel? Where?" And I told Puji Vihari Prabhu that go and take in all luggages and take him in our Kesavji Gaudiya Mutt. And there he came, I gave a separate room in front of me, by side of me. And now he was with us. I told them, "Prabhu, we have not to come to distribute medicines. Your wife kicked you, your sons like this. Now you should take sandhya. Don't delay. You are very, very qualified. You can preach in Western countries and everywhere in India." At that time he told, I remember that when I was in Calcutta and took initiation from Srila Prabhupada, I read in Bhagavad that yasya yada anugrahnami harishe tat dhanam sadhane. Those who are doing bhajan, interested in bhajan, I take his all wealth and everything and I make a street beggar. Then, so I began to fear. What should I say? Should I do bhajan or what should I do? Anyway, I'll continue. And after song, after that I saw my Bengal chemical fell, my factory fell, my shop fell, my everything fell, and now. But he was not wishing to take sandhya. Anyhow, after some days, our Guru Devkar in Mathura, I requested him that, "Oh, your bosom friend is Abhacharanath Prabhu. You should request that he should take sannyas. He is very qualified." He used to write book at that time and he published first 3 cantos of Srimad Bhagavat there in our Gaudiya Mutt. He went daily and he published. In the night he used to write books, translating other books, and a paper. What paper was? Back God. He used to write. Then Gurudev came and he told him, "Why you are delaying? You should take sannyas." Then there was a Sanatana Prabhu, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was old of 92 years. He told that if Abhacharanath Prabhu will take sannyas, I must take sannyas. And he inspired him. Then he became ready. And on the day of Vishwarupa Khau, he took sannyas in Mathura. And I make ready his danda And Mahesh Bhatt, Buttariya, and everything, I taught him how to wear clothes and how to do all this. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj was there and he was doing this. And Orvat Vasi, Sesai, and others were there. After that, after taking sannyas, he went to Agra, and from there, with some brahmachari, he went to Jhansi. And he wanted to establish a temple, preaching principle. And he brought Shrimad Mahaprabhu, D.D., from Navadvipa or anywhere. Very beautiful. But anyhow, he could tell. He called our Guru Maharaj and we, about 20 devotees, Brahmachari, went there. And we also tried that he should have a center, but he couldn't. Then, in the booth, he had taken, making his teaching center. It may be that he would have not gone to Western College. So God is chosen that. And after some time, he returned back with his DD and kept in Mathura and we established there. Then Mahaprabhu, after that, he went to Vrindavan. In the place of Samadhi of and Bhajanastali of Guru Goswami. And for so many days he was there and writing, translating books. So many authorized books he translated. After some time, by the grace of Srila Radha Damodar and Srila Rupa Goswami, he went to Delhi and from Delhi by Sindhian delegation. He went to America. And at that time, I was with him and studying him. He told that, I have so many books, old time, and full of dust. Please make a bundle and send it to Calcutta. And from there, that book will go with me. Then day and night for so many days alone doing, dust came in my nose and heart. I became sick. Anyhow, I make bundles and sent it to Calcutta. After that he went by that boat, not by aeroplane. He left me for me that you should come by aeroplane, I am going by. So he went, and the way he became so sick that he had no hope to be present like him. But anyhow, he was accepted. And he wrote a poem there. And after that, anyhow, he went to America. New Jersey first class, he went. And from New Jersey, he went to New York. And he, in a park, I don't remember the
Tom King Square Park.
He began to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaurava Tapanya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Hare. Nothing, only Karta. And eyes closing. There are so many hippies coming there. And they saw a sannyasi is in a very what mood. And he is singing. What he is singing, then never. But began to dance with on his song. And after that, they used to give him some cigarette, wine, and other things. Because they were there.
What they had.
We be your personal.
Then you are at the bar and you are at the other.
After that, what became? Hearing the song, and especially Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda and Mahamantra. They were very much attached, and all hippies, they are coming, more coming, and they become hip from hippie to head. Shyamrani is here. And also,
what is the
Amana Vilasini? Oh, and beautiful thing, Eden. And after so many things, Tawal Krishna and others, Los Angeles, New York, here, there, then England, and in whole world. In couple of years, he established 100s and thousands of preaching centers. Even on the top of mountains, in mix of jungle, on the mix of ocean, everywhere in village is also very miracle. And he, up till now, he has translated so many books. Every month he used to give me letters. About 500 letters he gave me. So much time he has requested me, oh, you should come with me and be. I told Prabhu, I am with you, but now I am serving my Gurudev. There are so many libraries. So after some time, I went. So, what he wanted, I used to send him Karta, Fort, Titis, even Peda, Mathura, best tasteful. He was very fond of sweet foods. And he used to cook so well. He used to cook handsome. So many delicious things and offered to him. Thus in couple of years, at his preaching center, and so many authorized books, like translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is purple, and
Chaitanya
Charitamrita, Krishna book, so many books, Gita as it is, so many books. And thus, by book, the books were distributed in the whole world. And thus, in couple of years, he became like world teacher. And then he indebted to him, by the mercy only, I have served him a little, but that is why everywhere in the world they call me, they respect me, they dare me, and by his grace, so many disciples now coming. It is not due to me, no qualification, but yet, only by the serving of my Gurudev and Swamiji. So, now, everywhere, preaching center also. I have written more books than Swamiji even. And he toured in world 16 or how many times? 14. And up till now I have traveled 24 times. I think that what he has traveled in world, now I am going more other countries also. In China, in Russia he went, China and other countries also, where he went. Perhaps he went New Zealand as well. Fiji. I am going only by his grace. I think it was very miracle. Without the power of Krishna, anyone cannot do like this. So, Pujyapa Siddha Maharaj also told that Raji also told his special enemy, power of Krishna. That is the Krishna of the whole world. And a revolution comes in religious things. Today is the departure day from this world. Is by what? And Pushpanjali in his lotus. He should be happy to me and merciful to me, and he should treat me as he was all so that I can preach my Guru and his patience as you. Go, Prema. Now I am requesting Padmanabha Maharaj.
And you did his samadhi with your own hand. His samadhi
is the last. When he returned back to India, I was alone person that I went to airport
to welcome him.
To welcome him. And he became very happy. And one of saw his disciples,
Uttarananda
Prabhu. And then he gave sannyas to him. I was there, and with me he sent Kirtanananda here and there for me. He used to tell that, Bombay is my head office. Now deep is my
Sarajan study.
And Vrindavan,
God, abode.
My transcendental abode. Also, he used to tell that India has eyes, but not he cannot walk. Leg. And Western countries, America, is blind, but he can walk. So, India sitting on the
back.
They can go there. What is this? Bhakti Siddhanta Mandi, by which anyone can be liberated from this world and they can be happy forever. Only India can do. So India is guru of whole world in this way. But India is very poor. They cannot do anything. So Western countries are very rich. So we both keep helping each other. If we will they preach bhakti everywhere, it will be success. I see that Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that so many Gauranga, quite complexion person from Western will come, and here all Indians both will do Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And we see now everywhere. More than Indians, we are Western people. Only I think that who are coming to me, only do Swamiji, by his books and happy. So today, we are getting Pushpanjali in the book. He should be merciful.
Aapne apne haath se apni samadhi di thi. आपने अपने हाथ से समाधि दी थी
इंद्र तो किया इन द लास्ट टाइम ही वाज इन वृंदावन इन कृष्ण बलराम टेंपल ही कॉल्ड आई वेंट हियर ही हैज जस्ट स्टॉप टू स्पीक एनीथिंग एंड ही वाज लाइक दैट ऑल वेर गोइंग slow kirtans. I went there and seeing me, he began to weep. And he took my hands in his hand and told that you should sit on my bed. But I did pranam and another chair was given to them. Then he began to talk. Oh, I have done something wrong. Apara. I have told something that what that Gaudiya Mathwala always taking prasadam and sleeping doing nothing. But really it was not my wish to tell like this. Only I have told that for inspire my devotee. So excuse you and tell my god brothers this. I make excuse. And one thing more, I want that you should with your own hand in my samadhi and you should organize my dinner mohotsav. And what you will say, my disciples will pay to all Vaishnavas money or anything. I told that you should not worry. I will do. He told that, oh Prabhu, you should. I have brought so many Western devotees. And in Bengali he told that I have brought so many monkeys from here and there. I could not properly train them. So please, you should help me. I told you, I surely I will be. What can I do? And I will meet you with my own. At that time his god brother Parisamraj was there. And there were so many respected persons. But why he told me to give him samadhi? Why sir? And why he told that you should help my devotee? It may be something he knew that he can do. So I went to Western country first time to see the places where he had come. It was like a pilgrimage for me. I went there and saw everywhere. All places were telling, oh yes, Swamiji has come. And then why he told? It would be something mysterious. And I did all these things. I think that he will be happy that I am preaching here. And inspiring with all disciples who are like they know
life.
You can see all. So many, especially senior devotees, who left their school and they became Grihastha. I went there everywhere and inspired them. In England, in America, in Australia, Fiji, New Zealand, everywhere. And all disciples, elder disciples and sincere, they were attracted. I tell them. Even today, I will go Prema. In a letter, he wrote, once I wrote something, and in reply to that letter, he told me, our relations are transcendental and eternal. As my relation is with Prabhupada eternal and transcendental. My relation with you, same thing. He has not written any one of his disciples. Not anyone. But I think his own leaders are Krishna. Ungrateful. I suffer him so much. See, till now I am glorifying everywhere. In Bombay court case, day and night going there, I helped them so much. But they fear that, oh, Narayan Maharaj will become president of his court. You should take money from them and I will teach them what is Bhagavad. I will give Bhagavad. And you should take money. But you should allow them to come to me and to learn something. But they fear that, oh, we will take all disciples. No will come to us and thus we will be like you. I know that I don't want to respond.
How long he was in Mathura before Sannyas and after Sannyas in Keshavji Gaudiya Mahat? In Keshavji Gaudiya Mahat, Sannyas and Shurbe and Sannyas and Kore Kata Dini Chilen.
About 3 months or like 3 months. So you can speak something and at about 10 minutes you don't know until you are moving and you get okay. About 5 minutes. Better you. You.